people who are transgender or non-binary are more likely to be autistic. One large study found that it's 3 to 6 times more common. Researchers are working to understand the connection and how society can be more accommodating to people who live at this intersection. Leslie McClurg from member station KQED in San Francisco has more.
Underneath towering oak trees, Izzy Dyer closes her eyes as she leans back on a green bench in Buena Vista Park.
I'm just always really tense. A tension that never really goes away.
The 23-year-old clutches her rainbow-colored purse to her chest. This is Dyer's favorite spot in San Francisco. Normally, when she's walking around, she has to have on headphones.
Otherwise, my anxiety spikes, and it's just, I can't help but, like, gasp at every little thing and just, like, jitter and jolt.
Dyer was 3 years old when she was diagnosed with autism. Her teachers said she was impulsive and hyperactive. As a little girl, she hated sundresses and loved Hot Wheels. She says she started questioning her gender as early as 4 years old.
I think growing up, I had a hunch always that I was way more masculine than my other female peers.
As she's gotten older, Dyer has wondered if her testosterone is higher than average. Today, she identifies as gender fluid.
I always had bushy facial hair and these little spots on my chin.
Maybe there is something that is related to the biology.
Dr. Lawrence Fung is a psychiatrist at Stanford University. He is studying why people who are transgender or non-binary are also more likely to have autism. He says hormones may be a factor.
Females on the spectrum seem to have more testosterone and masculine features on their faces. On the other hand, males on the autism spectrum, they have more feminine features.
For example, clinicians have noticed that males with autism can have a high-pitched voice. Fung's research also shows that the brains of autistic men and autistic women are different. The part of the brain responsible for sensory and motor functions may hold the key to this sex difference. Eventually, neuroscience could help explain why people with autism are more likely to question their sex assigned at birth. There is a clear overlap between these groups, but a lot more research is needed to understand the roots of what could be at play. Danielle Sullivan is curious what scientists will discover about her lived experience.
I didn't really like being a woman. I didn't feel like a woman. I don't really feel like a man or male either, which is why I've sort of settled in the agender bucket.
Sullivan is autistic. She counsels others on the spectrum in Lafayette, Colorado. She is a 37-year-old neurodiversity coach. She was diagnosed with autism 5 years ago. It was relieving because it explained why she'd always felt a little like an outsider.
A lot of people seem to have like a handbook that I had missed somehow for like how to date, how to talk to people, how to dress.
Today, Sullivan is comfortable in her own skin as an agender or non-binary person with autism. But growing up was hard.
It felt like I was failing constantly and like I just couldn't do it. And there was some kind of internal brokenness about me.
She wishes society was more accepting and more accommodating to people with autism. Sullivan has 2 children who are both on the spectrum.
One of their quote unquote behaviors, they're yelling, they're shaking their hands, they're rocking. It's like, they're fine. They're happy. Leave them alone. I just wish there was less judgment around that and more curiosity and interest.
She says the autistic brain is not a problem or something to be feared. In many ways, her mind is more open and less hindered by society's typical structures.
There's something about autism or about the autistic brain that, at least in many of us, makes us really question norms and like why norms exist and what they're for. A lot of that has encouraged me to think through like, well, where is gender sneaking in there? Where is sex in the body sneaking in there?
Many experts say the psychology that Sullivan is pointing to may be driving the overlap between autism and gender identity.
Some of the strengths that many people with autism have is looking at systems that are done because we've done them that way forever and calling it out as BS.
Dr. Aaron Jansen is a psychiatrist at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine.
And saying, this doesn't make sense to me. This isn't my experience. And I don't have the same kind of social pressure or expectation or buy-in to those social pressures and expectations.
That is definitely true for Izzy Dyer, back in San Francisco, sitting at Buena Vista Park.
There's something about having a place on the spectrum and feeling othered by the world, but still just being here no matter what, that really just like over the years kind of strengthens your skin.
Dyer says her greatest gifts are her uniquely wired brain and her gender fluidity. Together, they're the roots of her resilience. For NPR News, I'm Leslie McClurg in San Francisco.